Bob Seger on 94.9 Mix FM's Morning Mix. The holiday music on Mix FM is powered by Metro by T-Mobile this morning. It's 7:42 with Greg and Mrs. Grant. She's the one who wants to take all the fun out of the holiday pranks.
Exactly. I am. This is a public service announcement for parents everywhere who have smart alecky children who text you things that make no sense, and then you respond because you think they have lost their mind and you can't believe that you've turned them loose on the rest of the world, only to find out that they're screenshotting your text messages
and then posting
it on Facebook to all of their friends about, check out what my mom did.
It's harmless, though. The latest viral prank that's going on, you might have heard about this one, is where people are texting their moms to ask for advice on how to cook the Thanksgiving turkey in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
And the mom's responses are typically not very happy, including one who said, quote, don't you ever get married. And another one who said, you don't put a gosh darn turkey in the microwave. I'm leaving to take grandpa to the doctors. Do not call me. You're stressing me out.
One of my favorite ones has to do with the, oh, great, that's what I want to be famous for. The person who raised a child who's not smart enough to know
that you don't microwave a 25-pound turkey.
Yes, and sickens all their friends with salmonella.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for that. There's a little mom guilt in that one.
Yeah.
So
essentially, here's your warning. If you get one of these texts from your kids,
come up with a really great response because they don't know that you know the answer.
Yeah.
And just whoop them.
Well, that's a good point. You could punk them back.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So I like that angle. At least
that's
that way you don't
I'm
get caught up.
This.
Okay. I see. I understand now.
We moms have to stick together. I'm here to tell you.
That's true. That's why we do a segment on Thursday mornings called Mom Squad.
That's right.
Won't happen this week because of that turkey in the microwave thing. But you get the idea. It's Greg and Mrs. Grant. We were talking about that turkey in the microwave prank that a lot of teens and early 20s are trying to pull on mom. Jody's son tried to do that to her too, I guess. Right, Jody?
He's away at college having a Friendsgiving, and he thought he was going to get me with it, but I saw it on the news first.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, so dun, dun.
Did you respond then with some sort of wacky response to let him know that you knew what was up, or how'd that go?
Yeah, I told him, he said, you know, how long do you put a 25-pound turkey in the microwave? And I said, oh, I heard that's really good. It turns out really juicy, but you have to brine it for 24 hours in advance, and you have to, every 20 minutes, you have to rub it down with salt. So it's going to take you about 25 hours. Let me know how that works out for you. And he had also texted my husband, and so I sent that back, and my husband sends back, do not microwave a turkey. So my son, you know, he texts back and says, well, I don't think I have a container big enough for that. Will my bathtub work? And I said, yeah, or the sink.
I was going to say, so I might have said, yeah, go ahead and marinate that in the toilet before you put it in. As long as you do that, it's going to turn out great.
My son texted me laughing like crazy that now he's got Uncle Pete involved in this. And I got a text from Uncle Pete that says, don't microwave a turkey.
So in your family, the guys are gullible. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah. Well, normally it's me. So I was pretty excited.
This is why she's calling.
You're loving this.
She's celebrating this moment.
Yes.
I finally won.
Time.
I got all of you all.
Yeah,
Greg and Mrs. Grant, good clean fun in the morning, and your calls at 520-546-0949. 94.9 Mix FM.